This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Lee. The acting U.S. Homeland Security Chief Kevin McLeland is defending last week's immigration raids on food processing plants in Mississippi. 680 people were detained in raids Wednesday. But he told NBC's Meet the Press that the timing was unfortunate, coming just days after a gunman targeted and killed 22 Hispanics in a mass shooting in El Paso, Texas. McLeland said 32 of the migrants arrested were released within an hour of their detention and 270 within a day, oftentimes because of child care concerns. Television footage showed children weeping when they realized parents had been detained in the raids. McLeland said of the 680 migrants detained in the raids on operations at five companies, 200 had criminal records and will be subject to deportation to their native countries. As Hong Kong's anti-Beijing protest movement entered into its ninth week Sunday, police fired tear gas inside a train station Sunday and in several other Hong Kong neighborhoods where protesters occupied roads in another weekend of anti-government demonstrations. The protesters hurled bricks at officers and ignored warnings to leave before tear gas was deployed. Two French charities pulled 81 Sudanese men from the waters off Libya Sunday, bringing the number of migrants they have rescued at sea since Friday to 211. A spokesman for SOS Mediterranean told reporters that he expects more migrants to set out for Europe from Libya over the next few days because of good weather and the Muslim holiday, which means fewer police patrolling the beaches. The Spanish aid group Open Arms said it has picked up 160 migrants recently. This is VOA News. Billionaire and accused child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide while in federal custody leaves more questions than answers. His victims are demanding the answers anyway. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein's death while in federal custody in New York stuns his accusers, but they vow to press on. Attorney Spencer Kubin represents one of the women. He tells Sky News.
She was shocked, obviously, that something like this could occur under the Federal Bureau of Prisons watch.
Kubin adding,
we find it very hard to believe that he would be allowed to commit suicide, especially when he was on suicide watch from just a few days ago.
Epstein was accused of orchestrating a sex trafficking ring for years and sexually abusing dozens of underage girls. Attorney General William Barr says he was appalled and is demanding an investigation by the FBI and the Justice Department's Inspector General's office. I'm Tim McGuire.
As the events marking the 70th anniversary of the 1949 Geneva Conventions get underway, the International Committee of the Red Cross says these four landmark treaties delineating the law of war are as relevant today as they were when they came into force August 12th of 1949. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from ICRC headquarters in Geneva.
The 1949 Geneva Conventions grew out of the horrors of World War II. It took only 4 months for the four treaties, which are universally ratified, to come into force. The treaties contain the core elements of the international humanitarian law, the law of war, which aims to reduce suffering in armed conflict. ICRC Director of International Law and Policy, Helen Durham, recognizes the law of war is not always followed, but she notes when they work, they have an impact. Durham says an area of major concern for the ICRC is the treatment of detainees. She says clear rules governing the care of prisoners of war are laid out in the conventions. However, these frequently are not enforced in the context of civil wars where non-state actors are involved. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Brazil's far-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, said Sunday his country does not need Germany's money after Berlin said it planned to cut $40 million in aid to preserve the dwindling Amazon rainforest. Brazil's National Institute for Space Research reported last week that more than 2,200 square kilometers of Amazon rainforest were cleared in July for mining, farming, and cattle grazing. That's more than 275% higher than in July of 2018. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Oh, hey. VOA1.